Yes, these are war days. Slowly, the changes gradually creep on. Boys are being inducted into the service more and more each day. I'm Jeff Woodard, Marketing Director at the McLean County Museum of History.
Charles Morgan is a fascinating character. He passes away in 1952. He began his diaries in 1896 and continued up until 1948. I'm Bill Kemp, librarian and archivist, McLean County Museum of History.
The people are being forced off relief. Slowly, we miss the autos being forced from the highways. It's dead around the oil stations. No building of any importance is being done. Men are leaving daily seeking employment on ordnance plants. Rationing of all kinds are going on. Inflation prices of food and necessaries make conditions worse.
He was a blue-collar guy. He was a carpenter by trade. For a while, he worked at the Chicago and Alton Railroad shops on the west side of Bloomington. After that, he became kind of a handyman. For much of the Great Depression, he was unemployed. So he was a regular Joe.
Many rooms and apartments for rent, but landlords would rather have them empty than rent for a reasonable rate. Laws are not enforced anymore. People that have sons in service or expecting theirs to be called seem downhearted and remorseful.
Well over a half century removed from World War II, and it's now known as the Good War. But I think we tend to forget that the war was hard. It was sometimes ugly, not only those fighting on the front lines, but people back at the home front.
People want big wages and high profits and refuse to cooperate with conditions. Some farmers refuse to restock their barns with livestock. All are seeking government jobs with handsome returns.
You had a lot of war plants in Bloomington. Bloomington used to be a manufacturing center. Williams Oil-O-Matic, they made oil burners, but during the war, because they could do precision machine work, they were making hydraulic control devices for anti-aircraft guns. Bike Candy Company was making sweets for ration kits. And Meadows, which was a local manufacturer for washing machines, was making parts for a 20-millimeter cannon.
Pensions for the oldsters are being cut. Rents are beyond reason. Many things are disappearing slowly from the stores.
You had war bond drives. You had victory gardens. You had rationing of everything from cigarettes to gasoline. You had scrap metal drives. Every little piece of metal the war effort needed, from aluminum to brass to copper, to iron, to lead, to steel, to zinc, and then other recyclables as well, paper, tin cans. Even if you could imagine candle stubs and kitchen grease, why were those needed for the war effort? Well, glycerine for munitions.
When the lights go on again, all over the world, and the boys are home again, all over the world.
All things coupled together will eventually make things worse later on. People are becoming more selfish. They may want things done, but refuse to pay a decent wage and mostly do them themselves. Salvaging of all kinds, of rubber especially, and junk is still boosted, and a scarcity of many essentials prevail. The time is past now when you can depend on getting things you want, and many are surely disappointed.
Just about every family in the United States had somebody in service, and U.S. war dead numbered 400,000. In McLean County alone, about 330 young men lost their lives in World War II. If you extrapolate that out to today's population, that would be akin to almost 800 people in McLean County. Most of the young men, of course, die overseas in the Pacific or European theater, and a lot of their remains then are repatriated in the years after World War II. So well into the 1950s, you have every week one or more coffins being returned to Bloomington to be reinterred.
Those that have always enjoyed the many conveniences are becoming lost and wonder, what is it all about? They don't seem to understand the plight we now find ourselves in. Some will never realize we are in war until it comes home to them. But ask any parent that have a son gone, for they understand.